Hi there. The word for you today is on prayer. In Matthew 26, verse 39, we read, "And he went a little further." Jesus left the crowd. He left his 12 disciples. In Gethsemane, he even left the three who were closest to him, and the Bible says he, quote, "went a little further and fell on his face and prayed." Do you remember his prayer? "Not as I will, but as thou wilt." It was here, face to face with his Father, that he found the strength to embrace the will of God for his life. And that will was the cross. So today God's saying to you, the strength to handle this crisis and the wisdom to know what to do will be yours if you'll just go a little further. Stay in my presence a little longer and dig a little deeper in my word. If only you knew how close you are to the answer. Think about this. Jesus was only a few hours away from the cross, a few days away from the resurrection, and on the threshold of launching the church. So let me ask you, are you in Gethsemane? Sometimes surrendering your will to God is hard, isn't it? Look at Jesus. Before heaven accepted the sacrifice of a broken body on Golgotha, it demanded the sacrifice of a broken will in Gethsemane. Have you surrendered to God? Why do we trust others so easily while God longs for us to trust him? Think about this. You go to a doctor whose name you sometimes can't pronounce, get a prescription that generally speaking you can't read, take it to a pharmacist you don't know, get medicine you don't understand, and take it with complete confidence. So, why is it so much easier to have confidence in all these unknowns than in God, the God who's faithful to us every day? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. It lies in where you place your trust. And trust comes from knowing somebody intimately, listening to them, and spending time with them. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But that time will change your life.